question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, everyone. Mary and I are back for the B-Block segment of today's two-hour live broadcast. We're looking forward to reconnecting with Emeril Lagasse as we all travel the world from your own kitchen. Before we kick it up a notch with him on the show hotline, a quick word from our show sponsor, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
Yes, whether your travels are closer to home these days or somewhere essential for business, or maybe you're taking a leisure trip, Preferred Hotels and Resorts joins Robert and me in believing in travel, and they have a property ready for you as they offer around 750 unique locations in over 85 countries around the world.
And you can sign up for exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program and start earning specials such as room upgrades, priority early check-in and late checkout, exclusive rates, plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and so much more. Just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, and you can enroll in exclusive elite status just for listeners of the show.
All right. Well, Robert, I said this last time he joined us, and it remains just as true today, as our first guest today really needs no introduction.
No, he does not, does he?
He does not. Emeril Lagasse is a respected top celebrity chef. He's a successful restaurateur, as well as an author, entrepreneur, and well-known from his television shows around the world. I'm going to leave it there. Robert, let's say hello to Emeril again.
All right, Mary, let's do that. Emeril, Merry Christmas. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you very much, and to you and your family. So we're going to do something we rarely do on the show, and that's a double segment with you today, Emeril. So kind of a double helping, if you will, or an early Christmas gift for everyone around the country. We're looking forward to hearing the easy recipe that you're going to share with everyone around the country to travel the world from your own kitchen. And, folks, we're going to do that in the next segment, which will be in about 10 minutes. But, Emeril, first, listen, 2020, we can't sugarcoat it. It's truly been the upside-down world, as I've been calling it, at least since March when the coronavirus took hold of the nation and the world. So many sectors of the travel world have been impacted and really continue to be. There have not been a lot of bright spots in the hospitality and restaurant industries for sure. So I believe, you know, you have about 10 restaurants or so in four different states. I know today we're reaching you in Miramar Beach, not far from our affiliate in Destin. So let's start with you sharing what you've been doing with your various locations to maintain operations and support your team.
Well, we can start in New Orleans, which is the flagship and home base, which, you know, I commute to. The flagship, Emeril's, is not open. The only restaurant that's open in New Orleans out of four is Merrill. Mm-hmm. And that opened just about 2 months ago. About 2.5 months ago, we opened the two restaurants in Las Vegas, and that has been absolutely a roller coaster there, with the state of Nevada, the city of Las Vegas itself. We're now at 25% business. 25% is being allowed with the new guidelines for the new social distancing, et cetera. So that's been difficult because they certainly haven't declined the rent 25%.
No, they have not, right.
Or 50% or 75%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a struggle. The restaurants in Bethlehem are closed currently because of the state and the governor with the mandates there, shutting down the casino, shutting down the restaurants, closing the bars at, you know, 5 o'clock. But now they're not open. So we opened here in Destin in Miramar Beach, Emeril's Coastal, about 2 months ago. And Florida is a very different world, not just the panhandle, but in general, it took a big hit in the beginning. But then I think the governor has done a magnificent job, with his guidelines and maintaining the state of Florida is open for business. We in the panhandle are open for business. But, you know, it's a real, real struggle. I've lost a lot of people, which breaks my heart because it's, you know, they're not just employees. They're really family.
Yeah, they're member, right?
A lot of them had to move on. And a lot of my key guys had to move on. Because of just lack of business, lack of funds, lack of government support. So it's been a real struggle. Now, look, I'll tell you what. My heart goes out to those people in California. My heart goes out to the people in New York City. The place is just upside down. The country.
Well, that's really what we're.
The world is upside down.
The world is upside down.
Emerald, when we're talking about. Listen, where Mary and I are here in New York City. I mean, today, so we had a major snowstorm here this week. Outdoor dining was, you know, you're not allowed. Indoor dining is suspended. Outdoor dining, they actually suspended because of the snowstorm. And now, as of today, think about this. Customers can't even use the indoor bathroom at a restaurant because they're not allowed to go into the building. So, I mean, that it's a really tough situation for sure.
It's such a trickle-down effect. The suppliers, but the farmers, the food chain.
Our feeling on this, you know, we clearly, you're talking about Florida, we see Texas. Clearly a number of cities and states are finding ways to make it work, even at reduced capacity. And we really believe that restaurants should be allowed to operate. There's nothing out there that says that these are super spreader sites, if you will. And there's such an important component of our society.
Well, it's, you know, when you really look at it, you know, I look at New York, which I lived there for quite a number of years. You look at it, it's not just the hospitality industry. It's shopping. This time of the year, it's the theater. It's, you know, it's the opera, it's ballet. Everything is just totally upside down. And something's gotta give. Something's gotta break. I look at the hospitality industry. I'm on a couple of panels, representing the hospitality industry nationally. And, you know, they're estimating that 57% of the restaurants will not reopen. 57%. The other statistic, this is just recent, and these are not numbers I'm making up. 86% of the restaurants in New York City will not be able to pay their rent this month.
Yeah,
I mean, how do you survive?
You don't.
No, they can't wait for a vaccine.
I mean, that's really the. Yeah. And these are very difficult numbers that we're all seeing. And you're right; something has to break, and something's got to give. There's no question about that.
Well, Emeril, I want to give you an opportunity. We have a few minutes in this segment here, since it is Christmas time, to go in a little bit of a different direction. And since it is the holidays and we understand things are tough in the restaurant industry, you are certainly a restaurateur. You're known for that. You're a renowned chef. But you also have a number of products. People are very familiar with your product lines. If they're not, it's cookware, it's electronics, it's cutlery, bakeware. I think you've got at least over 20 books and cookbooks for people, thriving social media where you've been doing a really great job putting a lot of your recipes up there for people to experiment with during this time, which I think people appreciate. You even offer Emeril footwear. So for any last-minute shoppers looking for some good gifts, what would you suggest?
Well, you can easily go online for any of those categories that, Mary, that you're talking about. I think probably the most popular item right now, beside the cookbooks, is this 360 air fryer that I have.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has just taken off, and what it's telling me is that there are so many people that are cooking at home now, and being at home and with the family and friends. But this 360 air fryer, you can go online. There are some other stores, big stores that it's available. I just launched a new pasta machine, which is just getting ready to launch. And, it's for the home cook, that I'm really quite excited about. Makes all different kinds of pastas, all different shapes. It comes with a juicer. But my point is not really about selling product. My point is that it's unbelievable, everybody that I talk to, and not necessarily just being a foodie,
right?
How many people are cooking at home?
Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah. We all have. Listen, that's why we created this, you know, we're going to get to it in a minute, the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, because we all are doing a little more, and that's certainly a good thing. I think there's a greater appreciation for when we do go to restaurants, how great the food is that we're being served, because it doesn't always turn out that way in our own home, but there are some options. We are going to have to take a break in a minute. And when we come back, we are actually going to get into the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, and we will
We're going to get you another recipe to cook at home from Emeril.
Yes, we are, that hopefully people can do for Christmas. So, Emerald, we're going to just ask you, as we said, just to stay right there with us. You certainly know this well from your years of television, and we need to take that quick break. So stay with us. When we come back, folks, on the other side of the break, we're going to try to spread a little Christmas cheer with Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. We really appreciate
it.
Let's do it is right. Thanks, everyone, for being here with us on this Saturday morning, just days from Christmas. There's more RM World Travel coming right up. Stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Mary and I appreciate you staying locked in with us. We are back with more of our World Travel get-together. And as we roll into our C block today, Emil Lagasse is here with us. You just heard him. We were talking last segment. He has stayed with us through the break. And we're about now to share a fun recipe with everyone that you may want to consider making for Christmas later this week.
Can't wait for this. And listen, if you don't have a pen and paper handy, you may want to grab one. Don't worry. If you don't want to do that, we're going to post this recipe up on our Facebook page today. And we're also going to post it on our website for all of you once the show is archived. So stick around. Emerald, thank you for staying with us through the break. And now it is time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We know you're busy, so we appreciate it. Now is the time for us to travel the world from your own kitchen. So what recipe do you want to share with all of our listeners?
Well, I think especially around the holiday times, people indulge a bit more. I think with this craziness that's happened since this year, I think a lot of people are indulging more.
Yeah.
But you've got to have a good pie. And one of my favorites is just a good old-fashioned pecan pie. It's very simple to make. If you don't want to fool around with the pie crust, like Mary was saying, it'll be up on the Facebook and on the website. If you don't want to mess around with the pie crust, maybe it frightens you about making pie crust, you can buy one. You can buy one, and you need a bottom layer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have really good pecans, fresh pecans. So no better time right now to go to the supermarket. Pecans are everywhere, just like sweet potatoes. I've even made sweet potato pecan pie. I've made chocolate pecan pie. So you can get creative with this. I will tell you, if you do want a spark of chocolate, whether it's dark or white chocolate, you can put those droplets of little chocolate kisses inside of your pecan pie for a little extra fling.
Yeah.
It will not change anything. But it is really, really delicious, and I like to serve it with vanilla ice cream. We do it every Sunday at Emerald's Coastal. We have pecan pie. It's a favorite.
And I see here that you put a caramel sauce on it.
Yes, and you can put a caramel sauce on it, but basically you don't need to, because the richness of the filling of the pecan pie, beside the freshness of the pecans, is really just going to set you off. It's going to really make you happy.
One second, though. I do just want to mention this caramel sauce, Emerald, because is this the same caramel sauce that would have been on a banana cream pie in one of your restaurants? Because it's fantastic.
That's correct.
Okay.
Sorry,
Robert, but just on the one thing for the listeners, if you don't even want to make the pie, make the caramel sauce and put it on anything. Because it's good.
But all right, so Emerald, you know, Mary, she's actually made a chocolate pecan pie in the past for me. But she put bourbon in it. So I got to ask you, I know you mentioned the caramel sauce, but you like to say kick it up
Amen.
A notch. Can you kick it up a notch with a little bourbon in it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And bourbon is one of the spirits that's probably the hottest spirit right now, at least in the South.
Yeah.
People are just fanatics about bourbons and the variety of bourbons. It's not like it used to be, 10, 15 years ago. These boutique bourbon houses have opened. So to answer your direct question, Robert, absolutely. Take it up a notch. Add a little bit of bourbon in there. If you don't like bourbon, you can add a little bit of Grand Marnier. That would work, too.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Rum would work. A dark rum would work.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But you know what? Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family and friends.
Well, very simple recipe.
Indulge.
And last thing I'm going to ask you, Emeril, really just want to know before. So here we are at the holidays, obviously. Is there anything, you know, do you have a certain tradition in your family that you like to do? We've got about a minute or so with you that you may want to share with the country. You got over 440 stations listening right now. So in a normal year, what's a typical tradition at the Lagasse household?
So a tradition that my mom started, being Portuguese, many, many years ago, was at Christmas Eve, we would celebrate the seven fishes.
Mm-hmm.
When we opened Emeril's Coastal 3 years ago, I started that tradition on Christmas Eve. This year, the way that the holiday is falling, we're going to do it Wednesday and Christmas Eve, but this year we're going to do it more international celebration of the seven fishes. So not just so much Italian or not so much just Portuguese. We're going to do it from, you know, a dish from France, an Asian dish, a dish from Spain, but celebrating fish and shellfish is what we're going to be doing. You're generally in the Lagasse household after that because we're only closed Christmas Day, so we're working Christmas Eve. Generally, we'll do a roast beef and all the fixings for Christmas dinner, have some decent wine, and try to relax and have that pecan pie.
Well,
there
we are, the rich chocolate pecan pie. Emeril, listen, I'm glad we have the opportunity to reconnect today. Mary and I wish you, your family, and your team a very Merry Christmas, and cheers to a positive 2021 ahead, okay?
Guys, you know I'm a big fan of you, and I love what you guys do. So I would love to be back. Keep me in mind. Have great holidays. And if I don't speak to you, Robert and Mary, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Emeril. You as well.
Thank you. Blessed one.
Thank you. You as well. Take care, Emeril.
All right, Emeril Lagasse, folks, and the rich chocolate pecan pie. Check it out. And his website, by the way, you want to go to, it's very easy, emerils.com. Emerils with an S.com. Well, three segments are in the books today. That means there are seven more to come. We need to pause briefly for some sponsor messages, but your favorite travel radio show will be back in 3 minutes.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.